In Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshan, we read how Lord Krishna gave the darshan of his Vishwarupa form to Arjuna. Prabhupada says this kind of display was never done for anyone before. Even the one that was done for Duryodhana was very ordinary form. But the kind of multicolored forms, as if millions of suns rising in the sky. So that kind of form which Lord Krishna showed to Arjuna was never seen before, as mentioned in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And so many millions of heads and millions of hands and constantly changing form. When Arjuna saw that ferocious form, he offers obeisances and he extremely becomes fearful. Such a great kshatriya like Arjuna, who was the most foremost of all the kshatriyas of the times. And he is offering prayers to Krishna. My dear Krishna, I called you as Hey Yadava, Hey Krishna, Hey Sakha. I patted you on your back. Many times I dined with you. We ate together, we slept together, we have been playing together. We have been joking together with each other, calling names. And whatever I have done, in this way, unknowingly, not knowing your greatness, please kindly forgive me. So Prabhupada says, just see, right now Arjuna is seeing such a ferocious form, is extremely fearful. Even in that fearful condition, he is unable to forget his intimate relationship with Krishna. Even in such a situation. So Prabhupada concludes, the living entity's relationship with Krishna is unbreakable. And it is not just long enduring, but eternal. It exists always with the living entity, and it is very difficult to forget. Either the living entity covers it up with false society friendship and love, or he uncovers it and exchanges love with Krishna in the true, eternal relationship. He has to do either of the two. It is not possible for the living entity to forget the relationship and become like a stone. It is just not possible. That is why we have to be under Mahamaya or Yogamaya. And we have to exhibit emotions. We have to exhibit activities. We have to develop great enthusiasm for something. It's not possible for one to become neutral. It is just not possible. So Lord Krishna, just as he displayed for Arjuna such a great form, Prabhupada explains that the Vishwarupa form is not eternal. It is just a material display of Lord's energies in the material world. That is not the eternal form of God. That is only a temporary manifestation. But later on, upon request of Arjuna, Krishna displays the 400 form and then the 200 Saumya, beautiful form. Megha Shyamam, Pita Kaushaya Vasam, Srivat Sankam, Kaustubodh Bhasitangam, Punyopetam, Pundarikayataksham, Vishnum Vande Sarva Lokaikanatham. That Megha Shyamam, the beautiful bluish form with the dazzling golden pitambar. Wherein that the Lord gave him darshan of Vishnu and then Krishna subsequently. In the same way, when Markandeya Muni requested the Supreme Lord to give a darshan of his illusory energy, the Lord mildly smiled, it is said. Why? Because the Lord does not like his devotee to want to have a darshan of his maya or illusory potency. Because the Lord knows, even for his devotees, if they want to have a display of maya, there is a likelihood of becoming contaminated, becoming polluted by seeing the darshan of maya. And at the same time, another meaning is that the maya appears like offering pleasure, but she will offer pain, enormous pain. That is why when Krishna displayed his maya potency to Markandeya Rishi, he was battered by the waves, and on all four sides the oceans were swelling and coming, closing towards him. Many times it appeared that as if the sharks are going to devour him. Big, big, huge timinglas. Similarly, every lifetime the living entity is faced with deaths. And he thinks, I'm going to die. Actually, living entity never dies. He can never be killed. Nainam chindanti, nainam dahati, and all that is said. But we are threatened by death in every lifetime. Threatened by disease. threatened by old age. We never become afflicted by any of these things. We are completely aloof. But the Maya potency that Krishna displayed, it battered him so badly that many times he would come to the surface of water, suffocating and trying to gasp some air, and again water would submerge him. And in this way, he was so badly beaten up, there were bruises all over his body. It was bleeding here in different places. And his heart was thirsty for some relief. Oh, why will I not be allowed to remain in some platform of land where I can peacefully remain? How this world, this whole ocean is killing me. I am not dying also, I am alive also, I am suffering also. He was thinking like that. At last, when he came to the came to a place where there was a banyan tree, where Lord Krishna was very beautifully lying in the banyan leaf, like a small blue beautiful baby, sucking his own right toe, putting it in his mouth, very beautifully dressed in jewelry and yellow color pitambar and blackish locks of curly hair and big eyes and like bumblebees, and very cool he was peacefully relaxing. So it is said, as soon as Markandeya Rishi saw that beautiful form of Krishna, immediately all his fatigue and misery was wiped out completely. His heart became completely filled with great joy, and he had never felt such a joy ever before. So he was wondering, who is this child? Of course, afterwards when he enters into the body of Krishna and comes out, inside also he sees the same thing, outside also he sees the same thing. So he is wondering, how is it that this small child has gulped down the whole universe into his body? How is it, such a small, tiny child? So, in my early days, I got to see this pastime in a movie, Dashavataram. I got to see it, and that deeply got etched in my mind. And this conclusion, that Krishna is the origin of everything, aham eva sameva agre, nanyat yat sat param, Krishna says in Bhagavatam. There is no other beginning other than myself. And ultimately everything enters into me. Everything comes out of me and everything enters into me. There is nothing which has separate existence from me. So this is a conclusion which is very important for us to develop a very deep faith in. Because these pastimes are not some stories for hearing and throwing off. They are real life events which have happened in the course of the passage of the history of the universe. And they have happened, and many great souls, whether it be Arjuna or Markandeya, they have revealed the greatness of the Lord. Unless we hear these pastimes of Krishna's greatness very attentively and with absorption, and develop a genuine, true heart of heart faith in them, there is no possibility of appreciating the playful pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. They are not for us. At all, unless we appreciate these pastimes. And it's very, very important. Because the same Supreme Lord became just a 200 form Krishna in front of Arjuna, and the Saumya form, and Arjuna liked it very much. And Prabhupada says, this is the form that is most dear to the heart of the devotee. And a devotee doesn't like to see the ferocious forms of the Lord. Devotee is not attracted to such forms. But although devotee is not attracted to such forms, these are pure devotees, like Arjuna, Markandeya. They are very exalted devotees who deserve to deal with Krishna in such intimate relationship of Krishna's 200 form. But when we get to see this form of Krishna every day, the form of Radha Kunjabihari, we may not understand the value of what darshan we are getting. Krishna is saying, sudur darsham, he is saying, sudur darsham. It is most rare to be seen. The Swamya form is the source of the 400 form, it is the source of Vishwarupa. It is the source of all that exists. So, the appreciation of Krishna's greatness aspect makes the living entity feel utterly insignificant and lowly. So, only when we understand our lowly position and insignificant position, at the same time have a desire to attain and the company of Krishna simultaneously. So that's what Arjuna felt. Like you see, Arjuna spoke to Krishna, I called you, hey Keshava, hey Madhava, hey Govinda, I called you, I patted you, I did all these things. He said all that. And then when again Krishna, from the Visharupa form, again he became 200 form of Krishna. Again Arjuna continued that behavior. Not that he, you know, he always afterwards remembered that Krishna is God. Whenever he saw him, he was running. He was, Visharupa is coming, you know. No. Nobody can dress Visharupa, Prabhupada says. If you have to dress Visharupa, you will need all the clothes of the entire universe. That's why Krishna agrees to come in the form of small deity like this. So that something within our capacity to, you know, stitch some clothes and dress. You know, and also, if you have to feed Visharupa, the entire food of the entire universe is not enough. But Krishna accepts a small plate of food. Just like you would, you know, deal with a person in this world, a normal person. Just see, Krishna is so kind. But the problem is, Krishna's kindness is taken for granted. That's the real problem. Because Krishna is so easily available. So, we have to absorb our consciousness in remembering these pastimes and remembering the greatness of the Lord and develop respect for Him, especially when the same Lord comes in the form of His holy name, giving us access to Himself by coming as the holy name Himself. So when we chant the holy names of Krishna, we are not like the gopas or the gopis who are spontaneously loving Krishna. We are in a mood, just like Arjuna is bowing down from all sides, offering million obeisances. That is our platform. With that kind of respect only, we will be able to develop a reverential attitude in the chanting of the holy name. And with such respect, it's very easy with that type of reverence, to go to the platform of love. Because when does the love come? When you understand a person's greatness. Like your spiritual master calls you and then he talks a few words to you. You know, you remember it for such a long time. Oh, Maharaj ne bulaya mujhe. Maharaj called me and he asked me this, he asked me that. He must have asked trivial things, prasad, yeah? You know, he must have asked. You know, you may say, you know, Maharaj asked me whether I took prasad, you know. Somebody will say, what is so great about it? Every day you're eating prasad, you know. You know, I am asking, he is asking. No. But when that person is asking, it is very special. Because he is so great. You know his greatness. Similarly, without knowing Krishna's greatness, you know, all these wonderful Vrindavan pastimes carry no meaning. They are like, just like Mickey Mouse or, you know, just like some He-Man, you know, She-Woman or, you know, Batman, you know, Spider-Man. It will be like that only. You hear Krishna book, open the Krishna book, read pastime after pastime, it will make no difference to you. It will never touch your heart. Unless, honestly, within your heart, you have a deep faith in Krishna. Impossible to develop attraction for Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes if you don't have that faith. First you develop respect and faith, then you read Vrindavan pastimes. Otherwise, Agasur, Bakasur looks like very nice, some kind of, you know, we can make different kinds of displays also of all these pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. They would carry no meaning for us. Because even after wearing tilak and kantimala, carrying a bead bag, still secretly we may not have full faith that Krishna and Vrindavan, what he is performing, these pastimes, these are Lord's pastimes and the Lord is the source of everything. That is why the scriptures stress so much on the greatness aspect of the Lord. It is not, some people think, oh, this is greatness aspect is for neophytes, you know. We are very advanced. We deal with Krishna and Vrindavan, spontaneous relationship. No, we are not in that platform. So first respect the great pastimes of Krishna and develop a very genuine deep faith. Because this should actually absorb our consciousness so much that when we hear the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, like Krishna is swallowing the fire, telling all the coward boys to close their eyes. These are real pastimes. Every living being is a part of Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world, and we are also a part. So when this affects our heart, then when we call out Krishna's holy names, then it is more meaningful. When you hear them like, you know, Spider-Man, He-Man, then there is no use. We remain like a dull stone. Heart remains like a dull stone. We remain like a faithless atheist with no softening of heart, absolutely no effect. We are so expert that we will never allow Krishna to influence our heart. Such a great rock-like stone. And we will be so expert, we will live in the temple, hear a million Bhagavatam classes, drink tons of Charanamrit, offer 10 million obeisances and still remain stone-hearted, never to melt a upon chanting Krishna's name. That will be our conviction, because we want to remain a die-hard atheist in the heart. So better we develop faith in Krishna's greatness first. Harinam Prabhu ki.